Welcome to our podcast, We Had to Plan, on the topic of the science of happiness. I'm Jana Donia-Gries.
And I'm Tim Bernhoff.
And we saw that a lot of others were doing self-experiments on how to be happier. And that's why we asked ourselves, what makes people actually happy? And what do people do to care for themselves? So we decided to make a questionnaire. And while we were thinking about the topic, we asked ourselves if there was a huge difference between perception of self-care on the internet and what people really do, and also if there are huge differences of what people do for themselves for different age groups, and do people describe themselves as happier if they also do a lot for themselves? So is there a correlation between the two things? We did a multiple choice questionnaire, and I think a lot of you saw it since Ms. Habert sent it around. And we were overwhelmed because we had over 370 answers. So thank all of you who participated in the questionnaire a lot. We were really overwhelmed by the sheer amount of answers. We also shared the questionnaire on social media, though, in the hope of getting an even distribution among the ages and genders. And it worked really well, except for the extremes under 18 and over 60, which in our eyes makes sense because not many people are on Facebook under the age of 18, I think, because it's just not in anymore. And over the age of 60, we weren't sure if even a lot of people are using the internet frequently. So we weren't surprised with that. And yeah, it worked well for the ages, but not so well for the genders. We had 82% women participate, only 16% men, and 2% diverse.
And it's because of that distribution, that uneven distribution, that the reliability of our data is lacking a few more male and diverse participants, but we are happy with the results nonetheless. So overall, our sample group answered that they are happy with their lives, even if 90% of them are sometimes or oftentimes stressed in their everyday life, which is surprisingly that the data showed that as the people get older, they tend to get happier with their lives. The question, if the people think they have enough time for themselves, was answered on a 50-50 distribution, with a very slim majority saying yes. Here it was surprising that even the younger people voted mostly yes, so however on a smaller margin than the older people. The process of self-care, which was the main focus of our questionnaire, is mostly important to the sample group, and self-care is identified as taking time for themselves or making themselves comfortable. By a large margin, it was answered that buying something expensive is not regarded as self-care. There has very surprisingly not been a huge difference in the weighting of the answers regarding the age group the people came from. The perception of self-care in the media, however, tells the contrary, as it is oftentimes stated that buying something expensive is shown as self-care in the media, so there seems to be an offset between the general perception and media usage of self-care. In the end, it was stated that nearly 80% of all participants that nowadays the science of happiness is an important one. So it can be seen that throughout all of the ages, happiness is something people really care for. The last thing our data showed was that a few more than half of the participants think they should treat themselves more after they answered the questions, with the over 60 ones not thinking they should mix things up.
We also had fields outside of the multiple choice where people simply could write their answers. And when asked what self-care is for them, we also get a lot of answers outside of the choices we provided for them. So I wanted to read a few for you. Many listed their favorite hobbies, which I personally found quite cute because they just didn't feel represented with the answers. Although you could answer that you like to take time for something you like. So that was quite cute because everyone wanted to feel represented. And many said they like to meet up with their friends as a form of self-care, while others like to be alone. Also, some said that they like to dress up or put on nice makeup to feel pretty as a sort of self-validation. And others simply like to care for their body, so do a complicated skin routine, paint their nails, etc. Also, many answered that they like to consciously wind down and check up on their needs, be with themselves and just be in the quiet. And some also said they like to do nothing. I could relate to that. And when asked what they perceive as self-care in the media, a lot of people said that they never even heard of it in the media, or it's simply shopping or to be healthy, so eat healthy or do sports, meditation. I thought that was quite sad because, of course, you can't market being healthy, I guess, but you can market shopping. But I think whatever people do to care for themselves and feel good is valid as long as it works for them. And I think that's the important takeaway from this. So a lot of people said a lot of different things that make them feel better. But if that works for them, that's just nice. But I have to admit, I still found it quite weird reading that a few people answered they masturbate as a form of self-care. And when asked to share what they saw in the media, they also said masturbating. So I wasn't sure whether to take that serious or not.
Yeah, I mean, it is a valid point saying masturbating when talking about the things that they do for self-care. I mean, it's not for everybody, but it's valid. But having it shown in the media a lot is not something that I can relate to, at least.
Yes. So that's why I wasn't sure whether I should take this seriously. But never mind. If it makes someone feel better, that's great. And lastly, we also had a lot of comments at the end of our questionnaire, simply wishing us luck or other nice comments. And we wanted to read a few for you. So the first one I want to read is that social media and other media we daily use influence our view of self-care negatively. Furthermore, this topic should also be covered in school as it is quite important at times like these.
The second one we regarded as very specific is being happy are big words, and I would have never thought of them in the context of self-care for me personally. Self-care is a necessary tool for achieving an inner balance and satisfaction.
Third one was, thanks to this questionnaire, it becomes obvious how little time one uses for themselves. A little bit concerning, but thank you for reminding.
And the last thing was that I think self-care is very dependent on the current mood. I may be happy at the moment, but in another situation where I'm feeling bad, I need to take time for myself. These questions were mostly yes-no questions, and I don't think it's that easy.
Also, I had one comment that really made me laugh, and it was all informations regarding the time spent for myself are only valid outside of time during exams.
I mean, we all can relate to that, can't we?
We all can relate to that. But yeah, I think that's all we had to present, and I hope you enjoyed our little questionnaire. Thank you again for partaking in it. And yeah, is there something that surprised you guys?